Every Sunday from April through September, you'll find Chris Dawson on the polo fields out in Mokulaia on Oahu's North Shore.
Balls bowled in, time starts.
Dawson has been playing polo for 30 years now. He's the president and founder of the Hawaii International Polo Association.
We have an amazing history of polo in these islands that go back to 1880 during the reign of our king, David Kalakaua.
The first documented polo match was held in November of 1880 in Palama between British naval officers and local residents. The exact origin of the sport in Hawaii is unclear. One account says an Australian cowboy visiting from India brought the game to the islands. Another says British naval officers taught Hawaiian cowboys or paniolo. By the turn of the century, polo clubs were established on all islands, and by mid-century, the sport peaked in popularity with Hawaii players competing abroad with the world's best. Dawson hopes to revive Hawaii's love affair with polo.
I set out on a mission. I said, Hawaii's a world-class place. We should have world-class polo.
For the last decade, he's dedicated his efforts to preserving Hawaii's polo legacy and helping grow the sport in the islands. He founded the Hawaii Invitational of Polo 5 years ago.
Every major polo community in the world, whether it's in the UK or Dubai, the US, anywhere in the world, usually either has the gold, usually called the Gold Cup or the Open. Because Hawaii is such a special place for all of us that live here, I wanted it to be an invitational. It made it more exclusive and special that you're being invited to our home to experience our culture.
Professional polo player Nano Gracita took up his invitation to play in Hawaii. Polo is in his blood. Gracita comes from a long line of polo greats going back four generations.
My great-grandfather was a horse trainer, and he loved horses so much. He did everything. He was a Mexican cowboy. They're called charros. And so then he picked up polo in the 1920s, and he taught it to all his six sons. And that's where we started. It just became our passion and drive in life.
Ironically, Gracita's uncles played polo in Hawaii at the old Termite Palace, Honolulu Stadium in Mo'ili'ili, a hot spot for polo fans from the 1950s to the 1970s.
I remember them talking about it, and my uncle played here a lot. Both uncles, actually, Ruben and Memo. So it's kind of nice to fill in their shoes and be present here.
Gracita will be joining Dawson and other pro players from Argentina, Mexico, the United States, and more this Sunday on the polo fields of Mokulaia for the Hawaii Spring Invitational.
You'll see super fast polo. You'll see incredible horsemanship, incredible ball handling. The skills are just world class. But at the same time, these guys are so clean and easy on the animals. That's important.
For Dawson, the story of polo in Hawaii is about more than just a century-old sport. It's about a lifestyle that harkens back to a simpler time in Hawaii's history.
To be around horses and raise your kids in that environment, it's super old-school Hawaii. Like, we're still doing it the old way. And it's a great opportunity to talk about culture and respect and Hawaii.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.